Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today, and we're just going to continue on in a message I began a few days ago, The Cry of the Blood. And we were looking at what occurred when Abel and Cain offered an offering to the Lord in the fourth chapter of Genesis. And Cain heard the voice of the Lord pronounce sentence. This was after he had murdered his brother. And the Lord said he would be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. He said he basically took away his profession, that the earth would no longer, he was cursed from the earth, and that the earth would, because the earth had received the very blood of his brother. And the Lord said, your brother's blood, which the earth received, is now crying out to me. And so he obviously was in his heart, even before he came to offer the Lord, there must have been issues there. Abel's offering was received because obviously he must have brought it in faith and because he brought the best of his flock. And even though it doesn't say the specifics, undoubtedly Cain's offering was perhaps not the best of the produce and might not have even been the first fruits, which God commanded later through the Mosaic covenant. But Abel obviously would have brought the firstlings of the flock. And the fact of the matter is today, beloved, if you can hear the Lord, he's hearing the cry of the blood of the souls of so many who have been near death or killed because they haven't had the reality and the truth of the Word of God presented to them. No matter how dark the hour, beloved, and it's getting darker each day, there's a cry going up. And we, as the people of God, can do all that we can to reach the multitudes with the Word of God. We need to pray. We need to be available to the Lord. In your own life, I mean, you may not be called to stand on a street corner and pass out tracts or preach from a soapbox, but beloved, you can be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to what He would speak to your heart, to pick up the phone and make that phone call, or to drop a note and ask the Lord just to prepare the heart of those He would have you minister to. Perhaps a clerk at a checkout stand. Perhaps someone, a stranger in the grocery market. You strike up a conversation. There can be all kinds of possibilities open to you. I have shared from time to time with my friends those, and as I've shared with you, I walked 10 years in the world, and I never was in a church. I said I'd never be in a church again. The Lord does have a sense of humor, doesn't He? And not only that, there were only two instances where they were obviously a Christian, and said something to impact me. And you know what? One of those testimonies were, if you will, I was living in Ann Arbor, and it was like a rooming house for students, even though I wasn't a student at the time. And one of the gals, I mean, I wasn't friends with her, but we were, you know, lived in the same place. She sent me a Christmas card, and all that was on it, she never spoke to me about the Lord. She just had, "The King is coming." And you know, I don't know, that impacted me in a way. I don't even know if I understood what it meant. But that was just out of the two witnesses in that whole time I walked in the ways of the world. There were two instances, and in that one case, it was only a Christmas card that had "The King is coming. So, beloved, you might think you're not very good at testifying or sharing or remembering the Word of God. The smallest thing you can do can be used of God to let people know there is a God in heaven. If you've been born again, those of you listening to me, if you know Jesus, you know what He's done in your life. Oh, you may have trials and troubles and battles. Hey, sometimes the battles don't really start until you start serving God. Why? Because there's a mark on your head. The devil knows that you've been born again, and he's going to do everything to get you to throw up your hands and say, this walk is too hard, or he will get you into deception or falsehood or sin. He'll do whatever he can. But beloved, we need to do all that we can. And with the purity and the simplicity of the Word of God. You know, in the 11th chapter of Luke, in the verse 39, I'm going to read that, but had been invited to dinner, Jesus, at a Pharisee's home, and he didn't wash his hands. And the host marveled that he didn't do that. And the Lord said unto him in verse 39, now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Just like Cain, right? Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? And he said, rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. He tells the Pharisees, who, as some of his harshest words were reserved for them, they looked religious, they looked like good folks, they were clean like the outside of the cup and the platter, but he said, inwardly, your heart, your motives, your desires, you're full of ravening and wickedness. He said, woe unto you, because they passed over God's word, they taught the commandments of men, they refused the spirit of God's commandments, which is his heart of love. And beloved, that's what we need to, the position we need to minister from, God's love. His love has been given to each one of us in and through Jesus Christ. We've been redeemed from sin. We've been set free. We have more than salvation. We have a fully restored fellowship with God, and not a mediocre carnal churchianity fellowship, but a spiritual walk in the Spirit through the Lord Jesus Christ that has given us access into the very holiest of all, into the very holy of holies. Remember that veil, heavy veil of the temple was rent in two at the death of Jesus. Jesus said in Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 44, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and the men walk over them and are not aware of them. Jesus, remember now, beloved, he was speaking to the religious leaders of his day. He said, because they would not accept him, because they would not believe his words, there would be a curse of woe upon them. And beloved, Jesus' day is not unlike our own. We are headed toward a one-world system, a one-world religion. And as I shared earlier, that's why Christians are going to be persecuted. That's why Christians are being persecuted today. Our brethren are being martyred. Their lives are being taken. They're being tormented and persecuted and enduring sufferings that we could not even possibly relate to. I hope you remember to pray for the persecuted church, beloved. That's something I try to do every day. Remember, the word tells us, remember brothers and sisters who are in bonds. Men have gathered together in legal legalistic councils debating the Word of God, attempting in so many instances to bring the Word on par with man's logic and understanding so that the Bible will fit and fit into their philosophy. Couldn't be done then, and it can't be done today. Beloved, we are the events, the social problems we have today, it's like a time bomb ready to explode. And there are multitudes of sincere, truth-seeking people who are searching for answers to the ever-increasing problems of humanity. People attend church, some of them do. They give financially to their organization. They request from their organization headquarters the best minister available. They pull together astronomical salaries and are willing to pay top dollar for the best man. I've seen this. I've seen this firsthand in nominations. They list, this is the protocol. I can't, you know, Brother Glass said nobody hired him, nobody fired him. He was called to God and he went on without anyone backing him. It was purely faith and the love gifts of God's people that have kept this ministry going for over 50 years. years. But they have guest ministers preach, and the board meets in their private chamber to discuss the latest speaker. If they feel he has the personality that will invite visitors to return, if he has the proper amount of credentials to impress the members, then they look into his educational background. And if he happens to have a Master of Arts degree in behavioral sciences, if he has a background in sociology, he assuredly will be asked to return to the congregation to preach one more time. And then the head presbyter will call on the congregation to cast their individual votes, which will elect the minister to be their pastor. Beloved, I was literally in a church where people said, would you like, would you, this was not Unveil Christ Ministries, beloved, trust me. They said, would you want to be an elder? And, no. I mean, it was, and I thought, how can the sheep run the church? That's why God called fivefold ministry. Beloved, if you have a godly pastor who preaches the word of God, thank God for that individual. Beloved, we have to be, those are the ascension gift ministries. A true God-called pastor will love the sheep, will preach the word of God, will preach Jesus and him crucified. Thank God, and there are so many wonderful men and women of God who are doing just that. But beloved, we also, I'm not preaching a negative message, beloved. We have to be aware that there is an insidious work of the enemy to put religious leaders like the Pharisees in. You know, I mean, if a person wants to consider their spiritual calling a professional career, if they want to submit their application to 100 churches and see if they can get a job as a pastor, that's their decision. I'm all for education. A man or woman has to be knowledgeable in the word of God. They have to be well-informed and scripturally qualified to be in that position. But when we turn the house of God into a marketplace for professional seminarians and lose sight of the commission giving to the body of Christ, it's a pitiful day. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Beloved, I'm sharing all this with you because you might be in a really wonderful church. You may not be aware of what is going on in throughout the body of Christ. But beloved, we are in warfare, and we need to have the full armor of God. We need to be not ignorant of Satan's devices, and we need to pray, and we need to take a stand as never before. This is the hour in which we're living. Well, I'm sharing all this with you because I love you. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.